You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow.
And we thank you for joining us into tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, September 18th, 2020. Always giving our Friday dates because that way you know when you come back and look for show notes and the videos we talk about, especially now as we continue this week. Our coverage, all 3 hours of more from IFA in Berlin, Germany. The first time in 18 years that we couldn't physically be there. But we are otherwise virtually via our Miami studios and doing a whole bunch of Zoom interviews with several exhibitors and, of course, giving you a highlight video. You want to check that out because we did have an audio and video crew that was able to be there, the German colleagues of ours that were able to shoot a lot of stuff for us that we present to you at IntoTomorrow.com. I am Dave Graveline, and by the way, we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. And who are you?
I'm Chris Graveline, and we'd like to once again welcome our newest listeners out of Idaho Falls, Idaho, on KAOX 107.9 and KUPY 99.9.
There you go. They carry Into Tomorrow now every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And Neil Larson, their program director with Sandhill Media Group, you want to thank him for bringing you Into Tomorrow. Hopefully one day they're able to take our third hour, but have no fear. You can always snag the free podcast or check out the streaming, 24/7 streaming on the Into Tomorrow app and never miss a minute of us bringing you further Into Tomorrow. Tech news and a little bit of commentary. Of course, a lot of excitement about Apple's announcements this past week before we get back to our IFA coverage for the remainder 3 hours, including the IFA Extended Space that allowed everyone around the globe to experience the latest trends in consumer electronics, the home appliance industry, and beyond, free of charge, mind you, as they were the first trade show of any kind that I know of, but most certainly of tech, that was able to do a physical and virtual trade show. So kudos to our friends from Messe Berlin and IFA.
And I like how you didn't pause there so that I couldn't comment on the fact that you used the words exciting and Apple in the same sentence.
I did not. Wait, rewind and erase that. Erasmo, erase me saying exciting and Apple in the same sentence. That can't be. I must have meant excessive.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's funny. Well, they did announce a few things. I mean, they announced new watches, of course, new iPad Air and the eighth generation of the iPad in general and a Fitness Plus. So tell us some of the things, you being the Kool-Aid drinker here on the team, that Apple mentioned.
Well, I only drink the phone Kool-Aid. I don't have the watch. I don't have the tablet. I don't have the computer. But
that's true. You do when you bother wearing the smartwatch that was handed down from me. It is an Android watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's because it was free. That's also the only way I would have an Apple Watch is if it was free and it was given to me.
I hear you.
But they did release the Apple Watch Series 6. This one's got a new health sensor on board. It'll now measure your blood oxygen saturation.
Ooh.
That would have come in handy for you recently.
Yes. Oh, man. Because that pulse ox, basically, yeah. Right? Because I was having to do the little thing on my finger for a month in the hospital. Of course, it was attached and going to a wireless device along with the heart monitor 8 leads that they had connected to me. And going to the nurse's station, but this is far better if it's just on your wrist,
yeah.
And you can look down and hit a button and get your pulse oxygen level, which unfortunately mine kept going below 90, and that's not good. And the lower it went, that's when they had to call a rescue alert for room, whatever the heck room I was in. And I'm, hey, that's my room. Oh, yeah, wait, that's me. Yeah, that was a little scary. Mm-hmm. But now they have it on a watch, which yeah. means Android will too soon.
Yeah. And this new Watch Series 6 is powered by the S6 chip, which is based on the chip that's in the iPhone 11. Apple also says that the Series 6's screen will get 2.5 times brighter outdoors.
Oh, well, that could
always
be handy.
Helpful because it's always hard to see any screen outdoors.
Yeah. They have a new wristband, too, I understand, right? They call the Solo Loop.
Yeah, a stretchable silicone loop with no clasp.
Ah, kind of like the one that, well, there's no clasp. I just tuck this under the other piece of the band.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you know, they've still not really gotten much cheaper. I mean, the Series 6 starts at $400 for the GPS version.
Yikes!
But for those of us who can't afford that, they also introduced the Apple Watch SE, which is a lower-cost version of
yeah,
the watch.
Yeah, it's only, what, $120 lower cost?
Yeah, but it's powered by last year's chip, and it doesn't have the always-on display, which the Series 5 had.
Well, but then again, your battery doesn't die as quickly.
Yeah, it's true.
And, of course, stay tuned because we're going to talk a whole lot more about some of the Apple announcements as we continue with tech news today throughout the show. For example, no longer including USB power adapters with their watches. What's up with that?
Well, at first I was upset about that, but then I realized I've got a drawer full of them at home.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. We got way too many. I mean, at least they went with a standard USB as opposed to their used to be proprietary stuff. You remember the 30-pin connector and all that? Got a bunch of those still hanging around for no reason.
Because even their new iPads have switched from the Lightning connector to USB-C.
Good. It's somebody must have slapped them around at some point and said, come on, Apple. I mean, let's get with the rest of the world and let folks use adapters they have and things that are more common and more reliable and better connections.
Well, but then they can't charge you $30 for a $10 cable.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, did you know that now you can send us a text to our 800 number? Yes. And I would love it if some of the folks in our audience would try it. We'll select some and send out a few prizes just for you helping us out. And just include your first name in the city, so at least we know who it is. But try it out. And where would they text this information, including their first name and city?
800-899-4686.
Yeah.
Which spells into, but I'm not sure. You could probably, on some phones, I think you probably spell out into. And
yeah, and still send the text.
So that's 800-899-INTO.
There you go. So do check that out, and hopefully you'll be able to see how that all works. You should get an auto response, and then we'll be able to get you some more information. Oh, and attention gamers, Microsoft's Xbox Series X will launch November 10th for $500. The powerful console has a solid-state drive with faster loading capabilities than its predecessors and will support 4K graphics. And Saturday of this weekend is, or was, depending on when you're hearing the show, National Video Games Day. Did you know that video games originated around 1940? But today, the video game industry is an $18 billion business that constantly churns out new fun favorites for all ages. The term video game encompasses all kinds of digital games, from old-school Mario games to VR ones like Beat Saber. Consider this, a tie between Xbox and PlayStation. 38% said their favorite console game came from Xbox, while another 38% said they prefer PlayStation. 21% voted Nintendo. 47% voted Super Mario as the best video game franchise of all time. And 54% said they play video games multiple times every week.
And, of course, as we've talked about on the show, surgeons who grew up playing video games have been proven through studies to make far fewer mistakes.
Yeah, better surgeons. More details at intotomorrow.com.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Hi, this is Freddie Laker. I'm both a guest on the show and a fan. Dave and the Into Tomorrow team, congratulations for 25 incredible years on the air. From all your fans, thanks for all your hard work and for always making it fun and interesting.
Well, thank you, Freddie from Fort Lauderdale. Chameleon Collective is his company, and we appreciate those congratulatory remarks on our 25th year on the air. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
And in this week's part two, as we continue our coverage of IFA's special edition for 2020, one of the talks given as part of Shift Mobility at IFA this year was from Renzo Vitale, the creative sound director with BMW. Now, you may have the same question that we did. What does sound have to do with their cars? Well, as we move into tomorrow, electric cars are becoming more and more popular. Of course, the main problem they have is that they are quiet. Too quiet, as a matter of fact. And that has brought up safety concerns with many governments around the world that are passing laws that say that electric cars must make some noise so people know they're there. And that's where sound designers like Renzo come in.
BMW reached out to me and asked me to join a company, which I did. I don't think they had seen the pictures of myself before, but they had seen certainly my CV, and beside being a musician and composer, I'm also an electronic engineer, and I have a PhD in room acoustics and psychoacoustics. And so that's how I joined the company at the beginning. But from the very start, I looked at this object not as a car, not as a vehicle. To me, this is a highly complex performative art installation. And this is the entity for which I wanted to create something.
Renzo says he always wants to look at the human element in things. And that is a big part of his work at BMW.
Ultimately, one of my vision is to turn every driver into a performer. So that the car, basically, it's the instrument through which they can express themselves. So one of the first challenges that belongs to my responsibility is to define the sonic aesthetics of our fleet. And you know that electric vehicles do not produce a sound which is considered to be dangerous. That's the reason why there are legal requirements around the world that prescribe the presence of a sound for electric vehicles. In these terms, sound is information because it tells people there is an object moving around. But sound is much more. Sound is emotions. Sound talks to us. It caresses us. It can change the way we perceive and see things. And so that's the reason why I wanted to treat sound in a much different way.
Renzo went on to talk about how he decided to come up with the sounds that the car would make and shared those sounds with us.
So one of the ideas that I had also for the sound, the way I wanted to act with people, is that the sound basically was announcing something special approaching. So you think that you have your eyes closed and you feel first the sound and then you turn and see the car. The sound has to announce what happens. And in this case, I wanted the sound to be some sort of an aura that is announcing something almost sacred that elevates it. And then I'm going to play for you now a short sound sample, how the sound of the car sounds like when it's turned on. And now I'm going to play a sample how the sounds evolve when the car is accelerating. So the overall volume is, of course, much quieter than this. Of course, it's coming back. The sound has been described in many different ways, but one the one that I like the most, as someone wrote or said, that it seems like a choir of angels, which I like it for two reasons. One, it's the idea that there is something human related to a machine. And the other one is the fact that it's announcing something special.
BMW, of course, also owns Mini, and like many car makers, Mini is also producing electric versions of their cars. As a result, Renzo put his skill to work on those cars as well.
Mini, it's a totally different kind of car. It's a different brand. It talks about different stories. So I had also the privilege to compose the sound for the very first Mini Electric, which hit the streets this year in April.
For the Mini, Renzo says he looked at the way people interact with light around them and use that principle, but applied it instead to sound.
So my idea was to create a parallel between light fields and acoustic fields. So I defined three different ways the light interacts with people. You can have diffuse light where you don't see the source. You can have another use case in which you see the reflected source of the light. And then you have a last example in which you see the light directly. And you can create an acoustic analogy between these light fields and the acoustic fields. You have a diffuse sound field, you have a reflective sound field, or you have a direct sound field. And for each of these elements, I created three different sound worlds. And then we had a lot of conversation with the marketing department, with the design department, with the board, because Mini is about something that is energetic, passionate, inventive, but at the same time it has also something to do with craftsmanship. It has to be friendly. It has to bring a twist also on the street. So I have a short sample of the sound that we ended up choosing for the car. It's always difficult to have you judge or perceive the sound if you are not driving. Because one of the essential things in composing the sound for the car, it's all about the interaction that you have with the car. This is why I like to talk about the driver as the performer. And I have, this vision of turning everyone into a performer and ultimately a composer.
Boy, I don't know about you, but they sound more like flying saucers taking off to me. But another project that he shared with us was an electric concept vehicle that was presented last year, the BMW Vision M Next. This is BMW's concept of a sports car. BMW says the design of this car is both a glimpse into the future and a reference to BMW's iconic past. He worked on the sound design for this car with Hans Zimmer. You know his work, composing scores for films like The Lion King, Pirates of the Caribbean, Gladiator, Dunkirk, The Dark Knight Trilogy, and many others.
I spent lots of time with Hans in Los Angeles and in London studios. And the first step is always to go to him and bringing a very conceptual idea that tries to capture the messages that the brand and the design are trying to convey. And in this case, I also refer to the light because art is one of the major inspiration for my work. And this car is very sporty kind of car. So we had this moment, which was called the boost moment, where you are triggering a button and then you get extra energy. And so the idea was to define the way the sound develops in time. So we had defined three main keywords, which were propulsive, morphing, and elevating. And the idea of morphing was that we created four different sonic rooms for which you see the keywords, intention, devotion, grit, and resolution. And so the idea was that by moving from one speed to another, to another, to another, the sound was morphing into different sonic rooms so that the driver could decide himself where he wanted to be. And that's, you know, the step in the direction of having him being the composer. He can decide in which emotional state he's feeling and what he can deliver. I have now an example on how this car sounds like. I just want to conclude saying that it is important for me, for us, to give a different meaning of what sound it means within the electromobility. It's a new opportunity, it's a new chance for us, but ultimately sound, it's a unique example of what does it mean to transfer, to communicate emotion from one soul to another.
That was Renzo Vitale, creative sound director for BMW. Be sure and come by and check out the video of his talk, and you'll see the concept car and all the cool things he's talking about at intotomorrow.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you missed the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you missed the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the penalty deadline, have a baby, get married, or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now, and in just minutes, we will help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-332-1993 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993. 800-332-1993.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. And as we continue our first of 2 or 3 weeks worth of extensive coverage from IFA in Berlin, Germany, a lot of cool new products announced, a lot of very interesting discussions with keynote speeches, among many other things. We invite you to come by and visit us at intotomorrow.com, or mylastname.com gets you there too, Graveline, yeah, just like it sounds, .com. And check out all the videos as well about many of the products we're talking about and seeing the highlights of some of the many keynote addresses and other speeches and panel discussions. Lots of stuff for you, again, at intotomorrow.com. Our next guest is with a company that offers drug-free solutions to calm a racing mind, which I've discovered is one of my biggest issues, just trying to get to sleep, because they're tackling the root cause of sleeping issues. And once I get to sleep, I'm usually okay. But getting there half the time, it's like, what about this? And don't forget that interview. And oh, we got to get this guest. And I mean, the mind just doesn't stop. So the founder and chief medical officer from a company called EBB Technologies, EBB Technologies, who is also very involved with IFA this year, Dr. Arif Nofsinger joins us. Dr. Eric, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Hey, very good. Thanks. And it's great to be here.
We're glad to have you with us because it certainly caught our attention when you talk about calming a racing mind. Am I not the only one that has that issue that it's like, mind, stop. I just got to go to sleep.
No, it's, you know, I was practicing sleep medicine for over 35 years. And one of the most common complaints that people come to me with is, doc, you know, my head hits the pillow at nighttime, but I just can't stop my mind from going. My mind continues to work. I continue to think about this, that, the other thing. Doesn't make any sense. I just can't get it to stop at nighttime. So that's where we come involved, is trying to help with that part of sleeplessness.
And, of course, you're an MD, so you know from a medical concern, this is not good for us to be up all night hoping to finally fall asleep. This disrupts a whole lot of our lives, and it's not like we don't hit the pillow tired, because I've been exhausted. I'm saying, oh, man, tonight's going to be a good night's sleep because I'm just exhausted. And then the mind won't stop. And it's like people say, well, count sheep. You know, oh, please. Yeah, that didn't. I count breaths. I count, you know, the ceiling, whatever. Nothing works. And then, of course, I'm a clock watcher anyway. So, well, it's 1:30. If I get to sleep now, I've still got 5 hours or so. And that doesn't help. So this is a problem that many of us suffer, yeah?
It really is. It's about half of the people in the United States will have problems sleeping at one point or another in their lifetime. And as you mentioned, I am an MD. My career was mostly spent in research at the University of Pittsburgh, where I was a professor and did a lot of NIH research. We did brain imaging studies to understand the biological mechanisms behind the problems falling asleep at nighttime. And what we found is that the frontal cortex, our executive mind, just doesn't shut off. It remains active even though we're asleep at nighttime. So the device is really devised to fit over the forehead, over the area of the frontal cortex, to reduce that activity so that people can drift into a more gentle and restful sleep at nighttime.
Well, I like, Eric, how you're calling it the executive mind. That makes me feel a little better that it's not the Dave is going nuts mind. It's the executive mind that won't stop. So, I mean, how do you come up with the idea for this device that is, has it already begun helping people? Is it available yet?
Yes, it is available. It's you can go to our website, ebbsleep.com, and it's available for purchase there. It's available in Amazon, Bed Bath & Beyond. There are a variety of commercial and consumer outlets where it can be. So the idea really came up, the problem in medicine is, how do you treat sleeplessness or insomnia? And up until this point in time, the only solution we had were sleeping pills,
yeah.
Really. And sleeping pills are not necessarily the best thing. They can be habit-forming. People can become dependent on them, and they do have, unfortunately, some side effects. Drowsy driving, memory problems, confusional arousals in the middle of the night. So most doctors and most patients would prefer a more healthy, natural solution, which is what we think that we have. It's a very safe device. It has, in other renditions, been FDA cleared for the treatment of sleep problems. So has a lot of scientific research behind it to help calm down the racing mind, to allow people to get more restful sleep.
So I'm hearing listeners in my head, which is what I hear all the time, especially when I'm trying to go to sleep, saying things like, well, why not just turn your AC all the way down? If we need to cool this executive mind, and that's what your EBB device does, wouldn't that help? Or it's not now concentrated where we need it?
That's exactly right. It has to be concentrated. And you can imagine if the room around you is cool, your body kind of works against that. So our bodies keep themselves warm all day, irrespective of whether or not there's air conditioning on or a fan or you're outside. So our bodies have a natural way of regulating themselves and keeping themselves warm and hot. So it does require a little bit extra energy, and the device cools fluids, and then it circulates the fluids all night long over the forehead. And you can imagine, sitting in a cold lake is going to do more cooling than just being outside on a chilly day, if you will.
Yeah, true. And I guess if you're bringing the AC down dramatically, not only are you chilling the entire house that doesn't need to be chilled when it's just the bedroom, but you're chilling your entire body that doesn't need to be chilled when, right. In this case, this forehead device is chilling the area that you need. Now, I'm also thinking, what about folks that are thinking, yeah, but won't that give me a headache? Is there that kind of an issue with cooling just the forehead?
Yeah, so it's not that much cooling. It's a precision cooling, and the level of cooling is in a moderate range. It's in the high 50-degree, around 60-degree Fahrenheit range.
Okay.
So this is not an ice cube. This is not an ice pack. It's a reasonably comfortable level of cooling, but it's continuous all night long. So it is providing just the right amount of thermal stimulus, if you will, to help people get to sleep at nighttime, but not arouse them. It's not going to wake them up because they're feeling too cold.
Good. I like a little thermal stimulus. I think that's, that can always be helpful, right? And it looks like, for those listening on the radio and have not yet seen the video, which, again, be sure to come by intotomorrow.com, it's really a headband kind of a thing, right? A little thicker at the forehead. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, it's a very comfortable material, just like a headband. It wraps around the back. It has Velcro straps to keep it on comfortably. Very thin. People are able to move their heads back and forth without any difficulty. And there really is, again, there's no issues with headache. Actually, some people with chronic headaches find that this actually relieves their headaches at nighttime. So cooling of the head is known to be effective for example, people with migraine headaches, for example. And this does the same thing. So.
In fact, that's good, because I was about to ask, does the cooling help with any other effects other than sleep issues? So you certainly answered that one. And it's designed to stay on all night, right? So if I'm a side sleeper, it's not going to be a problem. Those that might sleep on their stomach, is that an issue? Or is it just a matter of positioning your pillow, perhaps, with the headband?
Yeah, it's really very thin and comfortable. It's just like putting on a stocking cap. You know, it's that level of thickness. It's not going to interfere with your head, even if you were face down.
Okay.
You could wear it in that position on either side, on your back. No problems with tossing and turning.
And it's called the Ebb Cool Drift, yes?
That's correct.
Okay.
Cool Drift is the name of the product. That's
okay.
Correct.
And Ebb, E-B-B, why that name?
You know, we Ebb is the ebb and flow of the ocean with the tides.
Okay.
And so when the tide comes in, there's a lot of energy that builds up. And then when the ocean drifts back out, there's kind of a calming sensation.
Yeah,
and we
mellow.
Wanted to reflect that.
Yeah.
That it's the ebb, it's the flowing out of these forces. In the ocean, the tides of the ocean also reflect a rhythmic process, which is what the sleep-wake cycle is all about. We go back and forth into sleep and wakefulness over the course of a day. So it is a natural body rhythm.
Gotcha. And what does it cost? How many U.S. dollars at this point?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different versions. It's just under $400 for our Lux version. And we also have a Versa version, which is a little bit more portable, which is in the mid-$300 range. And And people can see both versions on our website, and they can understand the minor differences between these two.
And frankly, for those of us that do have trouble falling asleep because the executive mind just won't slow down, it seems to be very reasonable to get that not only peace of mind, but to get some sleep and to be able to say, this is going to do the job for me. I'm assuming the experience of your customers up to now has been very, very favorable, and you're getting appropriate response that I can actually sleep now and get to sleep appropriately.
Yeah, so we have evidence from our clinical research studies. In order to get FDA clearance, we had to do randomized controlled clinical trials. And in relationship to a placebo, there were benefits. And then the experience of people wearing it is they feel that it's a calming, relaxing sensation, almost as if they were in a meditative-like state.
Good.
So it does have a really comforting sensation to wear this at nighttime. And then to get a good night's sleep, it's like miraculous for a lot of individuals.
Yeah, and I like your description about a kind of a comfy state and without taking pills, because, you know, having unfortunately been in the hospital for a month with COVID, now negative and still dealing with, you know, the end of pneumonia issues, you know, I've tried to stay away from those meds because they make me feel loopy. And then it's also more difficult to go to sleep. Because while it's hopefully cutting down some of the pain, the mind is still racing. So by all means, we'll invite our audience to visit ebbsleep.com, ebbsleep.com. And of course, we'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Dr. Eric Nofzinger, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck with the Ebb Cool Drift products. And let's get you back on again soon. And I'm sure, as entrepreneurial as you are now, you're going to have more stuff to share with us in Into Tomorrow.
We certainly will do. Thank you very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Again, it's ebbsleep.com for more info. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Hey, Dave and the team, I just wanted to congratulate you all for being on the air for 25 years. That's really amazing. Nobody stays on a job that long. But anyway, we really love you here, and thanks for the good work and keeping us informed.
Well, it's our pleasure. Greg in Tennessee, thank you for the congratulatory message as well. Delighted to have you joining us on the air. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit streamguys.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
This Week in Tech History is a little different this week. Instead of rattling off a list of events that happened this week, I'm going to focus on just one.
Oh?
Because it's one of my favorite tech history tidbits of the year. It was this week, 131 years ago, back in 1889, that a company we know today was founded in Japan by Fusajiro Yamauchi to produce and market handmade Hanafuda cards. Translating to flower cards, these were a style of Japanese playing cards used to play a variety of games. The company went on to explore other ventures, including cab services and love hotels. You might guess by the name what those hotels were for.
Parental guidance is suggested.
And yes, they did charge by the hour.
Skippy! I'm so happy!
Hey, settle down.
By the 1960s, the company had ventured into the toy business. And by the 1970s, they shifted to video games, becoming one of the most influential in the industry and Japan's third most valuable company.
Great googly moogly.
Nintendo is hoping we focus less on the love hotels and more on what they've become most known for, their video game consoles, which they first introduced in 1977. From 1992 until 2016, Nintendo was also the majority shareholder of Major League Baseball's Seattle Mariners.
Let's get nuts!
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the most significant trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
That was fascinating, though, because if you don't know that, and I didn't until now, you wouldn't know that Nintendo used to be a playing card company and then a little nefarious sort of a business and some other stuff before they became the Nintendo we know.
And what I found was it was a great twist of fate. And, you know, there apparently I read somewhere that their original headquarters building was turned into a hotel.
Oh,
not,
really?
Not one of those hotels.
Oh, okay.
But a hotel.
Nintendo Hotel?
I
don't know. Next time we're in Japan, we'll have to stay there.
Yes.
And we'll check it out. Meantime, you check out the video and everything else we've got for you at intotomorrow.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. Thank you for tuning into the program. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Oh my gosh! It's time for the cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Hey, that's what Cam just said. How about that? But we've also extended it because I had some silly excuse in, I don't know, hospital or some other place for a month. We're extending it another month. So now it's the Summer Giveaway extended into the fall. And when you call in and participate, that's all you need to do. We ask that you mention perhaps three or four of the available items, maybe one that you'll hear in the next couple of seconds. And no promises, no guarantees, but we'll try to get something to you that you would like or that you certainly could use. Like, for example,
Wiz supplied 40 different Philips Smart Wi-Fi LED bulbs that you can dim with the Wiz app or your voice.
Oh, very cool. How about from Colop, eMark handheld printer and accessories? It's a new era for mobile printing. This is worth $400.
You like listening to music or any audio for that? Well, Klipsch provided a couple of pairs of The Fives, high-resolution powered bookshelf speakers that connect directly to your TV and virtually anything else. These things are worth $800 a pair.
Oh, and man, are they nice, too. From Whistler, they're always providing a bunch of cool stuff like vehicle heads-up displays, bilingual radar laser detectors. How about a flashlight camera with a built-in DVR, among other things?
From Anchor Innovations, they got lots of stuff, including a Powerline Plus Special Edition ultra-durable gold lightning cable, a Nebula Capsule Max pint-sized HD projector, and a cordless lightweight stick vacuum cleaner.
Easy for you to say. Yeah. From Jabra, they're always sending cool stuff like their headphones. How about a professional portable speaker phone for calls and music? That's worth $315 right there. Waterproof true wireless earbuds made for sport. How about true wireless over the over-the-ear headphones with active noise cancellation and other goodies. It's all listed there for you at intotomorrow.com.
From Lutron, they sent a few of their Cassetta wireless products, including a smart dimmer kit, a fan speed control, and remotes.
And all you need to do is call in and participate, 800-899-INTO, or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app.